The next guest this afternoon is on the line. He is Dr. Eli Carmon. He is a senior research scholar at the International Institute for Counterterrorism and senior research fellow at the Institute for Policy and Strategy, and that's at the Reichman University in Herzliya in Israel. The reason we're wanting to chat to Dr. Carmon is that an article appeared in Israel National News a day or so ago talking about the fact that apparently, allegedly, Hamas is searching for weapons and not for hostages. Dr. Carmon, thanks for being with me this afternoon. And is there any truth to this story?
Good afternoon. I try to explain to your audience the complexity and the failures in a way of this very important agreement which was sponsored personally by President Trump. From the beginning, it was clear that many of the points are left quite not clear in order to be accepted by the various actors. Some in Israel have considered this kind of deal like a Swiss cheese, you see, plain, full of holes. Sure. But clearly the main the importance of the deal was, first of all, the liberation of all the live and dead hostages and the end of the war. The problem in the first phase, which you are still in the first phase, is that the liberation of the live hostages has been implemented fully. It's very important for the Israeli people. And for the families, clearly, but for all the people of Israel. But the issue of the liberation or the return of the bodies of the killed hostages is used by Hamas in order to try to gain time, and perhaps also, as is said, that they use those bulldozers or the engineer tools that they ask from the Egyptians and even from the Turks in order to try to repair part of the infrastructure, mainly the tunnels. But the problem is much larger. The problem is, who are the mediators of this deal? And the mediators are the three. One is Qatar, the second is Turkey, which bandwagoned this agreement at the last moment. They practically physically introduced themselves in the mediation. And the third is Egypt. Now let's discuss what's the difference and what are the interests of these players, which embolden, and this is the problem, they embolden Hamas in behaving in such a, I would say, manipulative way, because they feel safe for the moment. At least they feel safe they can continue with these games. One is Qatar. Qatar was the one which financed the Hamas for so many years with agreement of the Israeli government. But after 7 October 2023, they did nothing against the leadership of Hamas, which was inside Doha, living like milliardaires, and they were not arrested, they were not expelled, even after the failed Israeli attack on their leadership some weeks ago, which, by the way, it is not clear why it failed when other operations in the Lebanon and in Iran did not fail. They are still under the guidance and under the protection of the Qataris. The Qataris have received now a huge present from the President Trump. They are now secured with a military and political agreement, strategic agreement with the United States. They even received the possibility to build a military base in the United States. Now, they are actually supporting Hamas. They are Muslim Brotherhood supporters from long before all what happened in Gaza. The second is Turkey. President Erdogan, which when the began the war, he tested all the economic relationship between Israel and Turkey. He practically stopped the arrival of ships, commercial ships, to Turkish harbors. He even tried to close the airspace for Israeli planes. And he threatened physically with war Israel. And he tried to convince the Arab and Muslim countries to unite to fight Israel. So this is the main negotiator, if you want, or main mediator. So Hamas leadership clearly feels quite sure that their interest, especially the attempt to disarm themselves, to disarm them, to neutralize the Hamas military arsenal, and to demilitarize Gaza, they will try to continue and to have some military presence there. Now, Egypt, I can continue if you...
No, I'm interested in that because I would have thought that Egypt would have been diametrically opposed to that particular standpoint. It's not in their interest that Hamas continue to rule. They're very terrified of the Muslim Brotherhood, aren't they?
The Egyptian... I would say the position is quite different, but it's also not simple. In the last 2-3 years, there was a crisis in the relationship between Israeli and Egyptian leadership, especially on the background of the attempt at, by the way, the proposal of President Trump to expel the Palestinian population from Gaza, where to expel it to Egypt, perhaps. So the Egyptians were very afraid that this would be implemented. But they are working for an agreement between the Palestinian Authority and the Hamas to build a technocratic government in which the Hamas would have half of the posts. So the Hamas will be an important political and economic player even in the future of Gaza. And they are not so pressing for the disarmament of Hamas. By the way, who is pressing for the disarmament of Hamas are two very friendly countries of United States, Saudi Arabia and the Emirates. And they, their leaders declare that as long as Hamas is not disarmed, they are not ready to support the financing of the reconstruction of Gaza. So you see how this interest, and for the moment it seems that President Trump is supporting Turkey and Qatar.
Which is a very scary position for Israel to be in, because there isn't any wiggle room. Israel is no longer a bipartisan issue. They are thoroughly reliant on the Republicans. What Trump says goes. I mean, Israel doesn't have much space to maneuver, does it?
Exactly. And by the way, Israel also, Israeli government has its responsibility, because for all the duration of the negotiations before this deal, it did not accept any presence of Palestinian elements, representative Palestinian elements, not all the Palestinian authorities. I say it's, the Saudis, for instance, speak about reform Palestinian authority, and the Emirates the same. And therefore, they did not impact the solution that was proposed by the Arab country. Most of the Arab countries proposed this solution to speak with the Palestinians and involve the Palestinians in the final solution of the problem of Gaza. So we are stuck in this moment, and the issue of the return of the hostages is longing, because Hamas is playing with the numbers. Today, they say that at 4 o'clock, they will, in half an hour, they will liberate, or they will return two bodies. But we saw that this permits them to gain time, while it is known that they have the possibility, the knowledge, to return at least 7-8 more bodies. And the rest of 4 or 5 bodies should be looked after with the international support, or even with Israeli support.
Dr. Carmona, a final question for you then. Given the complexity of the situation, what is the Israeli interest?
The Israeli interest is in my opinion, is to form to support a solution which involves Palestinians in the future of Gaza. And I don't give names, but clearly part of the Palestinian Authority, which, by the way, in the West Bank, the security services of the Palestinian Authority are cooperating with the Israeli authorities, defense and security authorities, against Hamas and against the Islamic Jihad. They are not efficient because there is also a problem of, if you want, legitimacy of the president, Abu Mazen. There is problem of corruption there. But in all, I think that there are elements which could be used in this process, which is supported by the Saudis. And if the normalization with the Saudis is really the most important point, even for the Trump administration, in order to have regional stability and cooperation, the Saudis say clearly, we'll not accept Hamas to stay on in Gaza, and we want a solution which involves Palestinian elements, especially Palestinian elements from the Palestinian Authority. And it is not only Saudi, because if Saudi normalizes relations with Israel, so we have Indonesia, Malaysia, a lot of other Arab countries, and even African Muslim countries, which want to have normal relations with Israel.
Dr. Carmon, thank you for your time today. What an interesting discussion.